Good evening, Fuels, Booyans and iTunes folks. Today I wanted to give a very brief review, as it were, I suppose, my opinion of the Toy Story 3D. Obviously, it's the original Toy Story movie, only remastered into 3D, and you go into the cinema, and they give you these funky black glasses, which is nice, because they were in a sealed packet, so you know that you're not getting kind of second-hand filthy glasses that anyone could have worn, which is, let's face it, a concern when you're getting the 3D goggles glasses in Disney, kind of like the Muppet 3D and what have you in Florida. I remember the glasses are obviously years old, been worn by anybody and everybody, who knows with what kind of germs and there's no guarantee that they've been washed. They probably have, but there's no guarantees, which I suppose is a concern when you're snobby, which I'm not being snobby, honestly, but think about it in terms of kind of health effects. Anyway, back to Toy Story 3D. I did like it. It was great. I loved the original movie, and seeing it again in 3D was great. I think one of the good things about it is because it wasn't originally designed to be in 3D, they don't kind of do any of that silly stuff where things are supposed to kind of project out over the audience and what have you. It's literally just adding an extra element to a movie that was already good. And nothing kind of jumps out at you so much that you kind of you question it. You literally just kind of get absorbed into it like you would any other movie, which is great. That's the whole point of kind of cinema, in my mind at least. I do like to be able to forget that I'm in a cinema, and I did worry that wearing these glasses, I might kind of be constantly reminded that kind of I was just watching a projection. And also I worried that because I normally wear glasses but didn't have my glasses with me, that by wearing these 3D glasses or what have you, it wouldn't line up properly in my vision, or I wouldn't be able to focus properly, and that would ruin the effect. But it didn't. I think when you first put on the goggles, the glasses, you obviously noticed them, and you have to get used to the 3D effect, especially when it's in the shown 3D adverts, and some of the movies do kind of project out over the audience a bit too much, and it's kind of like, well, that doesn't quite feel right. You're not watching the world there. It kind of too intrusive. But once the movie started and you kind of get used to it, it was great. Although the weird thing is that I haven't seen the movie in quite a while, but there were so many things I was noticing that I never noticed before. And so now it's my job to go online and find out what they did tweak it or add bits or what have you. Is it a director's cut? Is it slightly different? Or is it identical, only in 3D? I don't know. I have to find out. But I would definitely suggest going to see Toy Story in 3D. Also, I believe they're doing Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs in 3D. I think that's the title. And they're also doing Up. Up looks very funny, but obviously I won't know until I've seen it. So I'll leave that with you. Anywho, that's my boo.